This is Weekend Let's Hear It. I'm Kara Lawrence. Thanks for joining me. The Gilmore International Keyboard Festival, held every 2 years, is an overwhelming abundance of music, performers, and concerts crammed into a two-week period. But what some don't know is that even in off years, the Gilmore continues to find the best and brightest and bring them to Kalamazoo for concerts throughout the year. Executive Director Dan Gustin is here to tell us about the Rising Stars Recital Series and the Piano Masters Series.
We have a festival every other year, but we have a full season in other years. And as a matter of fact, in the coming season, we have an important, I think, piano recital every month from September through May, including 7 concerts in our Rising Stars Recital Series, which is a series where we bring some of the most intriguing and promising of the younger generations of pianists here, give them an opportunity to show their stuff. And then we have in our, what we call our Piano Masters Series, we have 2 recitals by major pianists who, both of whom have been here before, but who are among the most important, I think, artists of their generation, Marc-André Amelin and Sir Andras Schiff. Marc-André is a pianist who probably is the most fully equipped, let me put it that way, technically speaking, pianist in the world today. That man can play anything. He's Canadian by birth and studied in Montreal. He's an example of a pianist who has made, from his early years as a young artist of note, you know, a kind of a prodigy type, he's made a steady climb up into the pantheon of the great pianists of today, which I think is, in a way, it's not an exciting story in one sense, but it is the most, I think, the most admirable thing that an artist can do. There are other examples of that. Mitsuko Uchida, for example, who was not known in her 20s or 30s, she made a steady climb. Richard Good, the same thing. So he is just one of the most admirable artists around today. And interestingly enough, he has branched out in the last 10 years or so as a composer. And so he writes a lot of very intriguing solo piano music. And he's playing one of his own pieces here that should be quite special.
What do other top pianists that you've talked to think about the breadth of his repertoire?
They're envious. Certainly. I mean, I really mean that, seriously. They are envious because there are few artists that have such a breadth of repertoire. And not all pianists desire that, even. Some want to focus on a particular repertoire, particularly when they get a certain point in their career, maturity and whatever, they want to focus and limit on a certain repertoire. That would be Richard Good, for example. He certainly has done that. But Marc-André plays anything and plays it well.
Right.
And he has a very his imagination and his mind, he's always seeking new things, asking the right questions about music, where music is going and what's happening today. And his music, the music that he writes is not particularly how do you say, avant-garde or, you know, far out kind of stuff. We would say, people still say far out. That's my 60s upbringing, speaking. Cutting edge, whatever. But it's very beautiful. And like everything he does, it's based on a craftsmanship that is just unassailable.
He'll be presented on the Piano Master Series on November 5th, a Saturday night, in Chenery Auditorium.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And full details can be found at thegilmore.org, which is the place you can find all of the activities that the Gilmore continues throughout the year in many, many different ways. Of course, there are public music concerts. There are also education programs and much more that can be explored at the Gilmore. Now, if you were to compare sort of the omnivorous appetite for repertoire of Marc-André Amelin to Andras Schiff, there's a different approach here.
Well, yes, it's different, equally valid. And Andras, I would say Andras is at this point, Sir Andras. He lives in London and was knighted recently, although he's of Hungarian origins. Andras is of a slightly older generation than Amelin. And he has gotten to the point in his career where he is, like Richard Good, in a certain way, is focusing on a certain, not a small repertoire, but a certain kind of repertoire of primarily 19th century and 20th century. Well, no, that's not true either, because he's Bach is incredible. Mm. But his repertoire is not as wide ranging as Marc-André's. But I think you could make the case for him being one of the more refined and inspired pianists of the elder generation. When he focuses on repertoire, his program here in March will be all Schubert. And when he focuses with a certain intensity, almost a ferocious kind of intensity on a certain composer or a certain kind of repertoire, the results are just spectacular. So we're just thrilled to have him, because he truly is one of the great pianist of his generation.
I thought Radu Lupu brought that kind of intensity
yes.
to Schumann when he was on the Piano Master Series
yes.
and sort of walked away from the hall with worldview that stayed with me for a few days. It
yeah.
just was altering experience. And I'm sure you can remember other experiences like that.
Oh, don't get me started. We'll be here all morning.
Does anything actually come to mind from the last festival?
The one thing that comes to mind in, is actually, and you will not get me to reveal what my favorites were from the last festival. There were many, I will say that. But the one that I miss most is Nelson Freire, who canceled, who didn't play. I've tried for years to get Freire here, I was so thrilled to have him. He had a wonderful program coming, but he had some family emergency, and he had to cancel the whole 10 days of concerts in North America. So I'm going to try to bring it back again. He doesn't play in this country, perform in this country that often, but I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him.
Well, it's nice to talk about pianists whose careers are at this level, because I believe you could say that the artists appearing on the Rising Star series are looking to get to this level. It just takes an enormous amount of commitment and time and strength and endurance to keep your career going for 20, 30 years.
Dedication.
Yeah.
Yeah. single-minded dedication and love for the art form. I think that's the one thing that all these, particularly, I see it, and it's particularly touching in the younger generation of pianists, this passion, this love that they have for what they're doing. They couldn't do anything else in their lives. And of course, not all of them make, they don't all turn into Andras Schiffs and Marc-André Hamelins, but it is, to me, it's the most exciting and fulfilling thing that the Gilmore does, is bringing young pianists here. Not only through our Young Artist Award program, and we just heard, we heard in the festival our two remarkable Young Artist Award recipients, Daniel Hsu and Micah McLaurin, who I thought just made quite an impression here. But also the younger generation of pianists from all over the world. And that's we draw on that select group in the Rising Star series.
Well, let's have a look at the series. Beginning with September 18th, a young man from the United States named Sean Chen.
Right. A Californian. He's from Los Angeles originally. He's been in the Clyburn competition. He won the American Pianist Association award in the past few years. And he has a career that is steadily rising, I think, particularly among American pianists.
When you're discovering pianists at this time in their lives, they're often associated with competitions they've just they've become finalists in or won, and also with the network of educational institutions and teachers that say, by the way,
yes,
I think you should hear.
Sometimes I listen and sometimes I don't. And over the years, I've known whom I could trust in that regard. But yes. Well, in picking the pianists for the Rising Star series, I don't always hear them. I can't always hear them ahead of time, except in performance recordings, of course, that are available now so freely. It makes my job easier in that respect. But I also take recommendations from people who I know and I can trust. And I do pay attention to competitions to some extent, although the pianists that interest me are not always the ones that win.
When's the last time you attended one of the international piano competitions?
Chopin competition, is that?
In 2015?
Yes. And the Clyburn. I've been at the Clyburn. Since so much of this is available now online, and competitions usually are over a period of days, they're very time-consuming if you really want to take them in, the important ones. Much of my travel is focusing on artists that are candidates for the from the Gilmore Artist Award, the big award that we give every 4 years.
Yeah.
And I go to more performances than I do competitions.
Anything else about Sean? What will he be playing?
Well, it's a wonderful program. It goes from Bach. He's playing a pianist transcription of the cello suite in C major of Bach, made by one of the great pianists from the early 20th century, Leopold Godofsky. Mm. And so that should be quite interesting. And he's doing the Moonlight Sonata, everybody's favorite piano piece, including mine. And then his own arrangement of the second movement, the Adagio of the Second Symphony of Rachmaninoff, which would be very interesting to hear, I think. And then Tombeau of Ravel.
Tombeau de Couperin.
Yeah.
Sean Chen performs on September 18th. Is that a Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock?
It's a Sunday afternoon, yes, 4 o'clock.
And that's at the Wellspring Theater, and details are at thegilmore.org.
Before we leave September, let me just say that this is an unusual September for our little town of Kalamazoo, in that not only Sean Chen is here, but this remarkable young French pianist, Bertrand Chamailloux, which Fontana is bringing. He plays at the Wellspring Theater also this month. And the Kalamazoo Symphony is bringing, I can say bringing back, because he was one of the, he opened the Gilmore Festival this year, Yefim Bronfman, to play a concerto with us. So we have, it's a big month pianistically in Kalamazoo. October. October, we have a jazz pianist, an American jazz pianist named Emmett Cohen. Once again, he's somebody who's made his way up through the ranks, recognized both with the Thelonious Monk Piano Competition and the American Pianist Association, where he won the Cole Porter Fellowship. He's an interesting artist in that he doesn't just perform with his trio, but he also appears regularly with other artists such as Kurt Halling and Billy Hart and Jimmy Heath. And he also devotes a certain amount of his time every year to the Jazz at Lincoln Center Jazz for Young People program, which is kind of nice.
That sounds like he's based in New York.
Yes, he was born in Miami, but he is in New York, as many of the jazz artists of our time are.
It sure sounds like he's following the sort of tradition in jazz of working with your mentors for a long time.
Yes.
And then branching out on your own, finding your voice by
right.
by really getting everything under your fingers that you can.
Right. Similar to a pianist who appeared in the last festival, Sullivan Fortner.
So Emmett Cohen appears on Sunday, October 16th at 4 p.m. in the Wellspring Theater. The Rising Stars series continues on the first weekend of December, like right after Thanksgiving. It's December 4th. Pavel Kolesnikov, whose recording of Tchaikovsky came into our library a year or two ago on a Hyperion label and made me rethink Tchaikovsky's solo piano music. It was so well played.
You know, I had the same reaction. It's the Seasons, right?
Yes.
Of Tchaikovsky. And I always thought that was kind of a so-so piece of piano music. You know, it was kind of boring, I thought. But I'm still learning. And when I heard his performance of it, it suddenly came to life. The music came to life.
Was he already, were you aware of his
Yes, because he
playing?
Won the Honens competition in Calgary, which is one of the important competitions in North America, piano competitions in North America. It's had a very distinguished history. So any artist who comes out on top there is somebody to pay attention to, I think. Kolesnikov is playing a Beethoven sonata and a Chopin scherzo, the fourth scherzo. And then a composer who's, in the last 30 years, has been on the rise, C.P.E. Bach. Johann Sebastian Bach's son, who wrote a lot of keyboard music. He was trained by his daddy. And was quite a fine keyboardist, and he's on the cusp of moving of the late 1700s, moving from a harpsichord dominated keyboard repertoire to the forte piano and into the modern piano. Kolesnikov, of course, will play one of his sonatas on a modern piano, and it translates rather well to the modern. It's not harpsichord music exactly, but then again, that's true of a lot of the great keyboard music. And then a reprise of the Debussy Preludes Book One. I say that because Laurie Sims played such a beautiful concert of both books of the Preludes in the recent Gilmore Festival. So that's that will be our December concert. And Kolesnikov now lives in London, I believe. So he's coming over from London for that.
Information on the Gilmore Rising Stars recital series is online at thegilmore.org. The season continues in January with a concert on the 22nd from Israeli pianist Roman Rabinovich. Is he also living in the United States?
He lives here. As a matter of fact, he's either engaged to or has married the former concert mistress of the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra.
Is that Diana Cohen?
Diana Cohen. He again won an important competition, the Rubinstein competition in Tel Aviv, one of the handful, let's say, of truly important competitions that really make a difference in a career. I believe he now lives in New York. I don't know. He's moved around quite a bit. He was, interestingly enough, he was born in Uzbekistan and moved to Tel Aviv with his parents, where he, you know, as an infant, I think. So he got his early training in Tel Aviv. He also, following like in the tradition of others like Marc-André and Sean Chan and others, he writes for the piano. He's bringing one of his pieces, which he calls Capriccio, a clown on a bicycle. to his recital here, along with Haydn Sonata and the Janacek piece called In the Mists, one of his most beautiful pieces, and then concludes his recital with the Faschingsfang aus Wien, the Carnival Jest from Vienna of Schumann.
Roman Rabinovich performs on January 22nd in the Wellspring Theater at 4 o'clock. This is quite an international cast of characters. We have from Israel, Roman Rabinovich, and from Russia, Pavel Kolesnikov, and a couple of Americans, Sir Andra Schiff, coming from London. But it seems like these days a great number of incredible performers are coming out of Asia.
China, Japan, Korea. I mean, you have to link them all together, but that's where classical music is seeing an incredible new birth of interest, general interest in the populace, and of artists, significant artists coming out of those countries. And, as a matter of fact, the next artist in the series is a South Korean named Song Jin Cho, and we're very lucky to be able to get him because he's really someone who's on the way up in a quick sort of way right now because he's about 22, 23 years old, but he won the most important piano competition in the world, which is the Chopin competition in Warsaw.
That's February 19th, by the way. It's 4 p.m. at the Wellspring Theater as part of the Gilmore Rising Stars series. Full details at thegilmore.org. We've talked about Sir Andra Schiff. In March is when he will appear at Chanary Auditorium on the Piano Masters series. And you said he's playing an all Schubert recital.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, what do we have in April?
April is another young American artist, Sarah Danishpour, born in Washington, D.C. She worked with Leon Fleischer at the Curtis and also at the Juilliard School. She is somebody that we've watched over the years as her career has steadily grown. And so we're happy to have her as part of this series. She's doing quite a demanding program, which includes the Chopin Barcarolle and ends with Ravel's Gaspard de la Nuit, which is, some would argue, the most difficult piano piece ever written.
See that Sarah Danishpour also will be playing music of Jean-Philippe Rameau. It seems like young pianists are still quite interested in performing music that predates the modern piano.
Well, it depends on, for the younger generation of pianists, it depends on their training. But increasingly, I think the younger generation of pianists is discovering piano music of the 18th century as something that they really need to know, other than the pieces of Bach and some of the keyboard music of Handel, of composers who are so well known, and Scarlatti. All three of them were born in 1685, so they're all of a certain generation. But some of the later composers who stretch into the 1700s, that, although their music was written for the harpsichord, it is, if played in with the right kind of style and approach, it can be exceedingly successful on the modern piano, I believe. Of course, there's a validity in playing it on a forte piano. It's interesting to hear the slight differences of sound and the nuances of the action of the key of the instrument, and of course on the harpsichord. Those are equally valid, but increasingly the younger generation of pianists are bringing forward music from even some of the 16th century stuff and what's available. There isn't much available once you go further back in that.
Have you ever thought of booking a harpsichordist on this series?
On this series. Well, there are a number of star harpsichordists and out there today, but the ones that I know, none of them are, in their early 20s at this point, or mid-20s.
Well, we're at the end of the season already. How will the Gilmore finish off the Rising Stars series?
We're bringing back one of our 2014 Gilmore Young Artist Award winners who made a very fine impression here in the 2014 festival, Llewellyn Sanchez Werner. He's still a student at Juilliard, at the Juilliard School in New York, but he has a growing career. He made such a nice impression here. We wanted to bring him back. And it's been, over the years, we've tried in this series to bring back many of the Young Artist Award recipients. I don't want them to dominate the series, but at least one in each series, we've tried to bring them back so that audiences here have a chance to hear them again.
So, Mr. Sanchez Werner, what will he be playing?
Well, he's doing a sort of a strange program, but a wonderful program, I think. He's ending the program with one of the big important works of the 19th century, the Fantasy, the C major Fantasy of Schumann, and beginning it with the Bach Chromatic Fantasy and Fugue. But those are the bookends of the program. And then he's doing something like Jeremy Denk did in the last festival, a series of shorter, smaller works that come from all kinds of different musical traditions and genre, including the Spanish. For the first time, we're hearing two of the keyboard works of the Spanish composer Soler and a piece that Sanchez Werner himself has written, a piece by Elliot Carter, a short piece by Art Tatum, Blue Skies. So it's going to be a kind of a kaleidoscopic program, I think.
Thank you so much for previewing the Gilmore Rising Stars recital series and the Piano Masters series, 2016, 2017 looks to be another year of very high-level artistry and playing. I guess that's the goal you want to hit.
That's our goal, yes.
Dan Gustin is the executive director of the Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Details on concerts and tickets are at thegilmore.org. I'm Kara Lawrence. Thanks for listening to Weekend Let's Hear It.